With 180 acres of ancient woodland, beautiful water gardens, and a private broad in the heart of the Norfolk Broads, Fairhaven Gardens have stuck to the natural approach. Manager George Debbidge has ensured that the garden follows organic principles, minimising the impact on the surrounding countryside and local wildlife.
In a garden like this, that means obviously you use no fertilisers, you use no sprays or anything like that at all. We just use natural things like leaves. We make our own leaf soil and use it for fertiliser. We clean the dikes. There's many dikes around this garden. We clean out the leaves from the dikes and we spread that amongst the plants and the primulas so that they're organic and very natural, and that's how we do things. We always have been a natural garden, and we're in a very sensitive area, of course, with the Norfolk Broads right on our doorstep, and we need to make sure that there's no pollution of any sort going into these waterways, because it's such a beautiful natural area around the Norfolk Broads that none of us living and working on the Broads want to do anything other than enhance the Broads.
Now, you say that you make all your own fertiliser and things, but sometimes the problem seems to be getting rid of the pests. Now, how do you do that without using chemicals?
Well, that's fairly easy. I mean, if you use chemicals, you knock out a certain pest that probably would knock out another pest, and you probably leave yourself open to attack by something else. In this very natural area, I mean, we don't have problems with slugs, for instance. There are slugs in here, obviously, but then there's lots of ducks and things eating slugs up. Even foxes eat slugs. So, you know, our hostas, apart from being nibbled by the odd rabbit, hardly ever have a hole in the leaf. And that's just the environment in here is so even, so good, you know, that you don't have to worry about the pests at all.
If I'm trying to sort of get that kind of level of environment in my own garden, but obviously I've started with an imbalance in the first place, what can you do to sort of bring that balance back?
Well, I mean, you can use all sorts of natural compost. I mean, everybody have green waste that they could compost down and use in the garden. Obviously, more and more of that will have to be done anyway, because the environmental rules of the government now about recycling and etc. So anybody who've got a tree must have leaves, or if they grow vegetables in the garden must have waste leaves and things, or if they even have vegetables to eat, there's always going to be something you can put in the compost heap. Get this in the ground and you can break up any clay soil with this type of material, and can be a good way of starting. I mean, once you've got the balance right, obviously you're okay.
And what sort of things are good to introduce to a garden like that in order to enhance that balance?
The best way is to look at wildflowers, see what wildflowers are grown, and then if you get the plants that actually are derived from those wild plants, you'll find you can usually get good plants grown. And if plants like you, because all gardening is experimental, and if plants like you, well, you'll always be successful.
And what about introducing wildlife as well?
Well, that's very important too. I mean, if you can leave some areas wild, completely wild, without doing anything apart from perhaps cutting them down once a year, obviously you don't want them to get out of control. I mean, what we do in our wild areas, we wait till November and cut them down and just let the material rot away naturally in the ground, and then the wild plants come up. So if you want to introduce wildlife into your garden, butterflies, birds, that type of thing, you need to leave some areas wild, and they'll come, they'll enjoy it.
What animals and insects are particularly good for a garden if you want to like keep pests down and keep your garden in good condition?
Well, I mean, in our case here, of course, I mean, we have lots of ducks on the Norfolk Broad eating up slugs and things, which are good for us. But it's basically getting the balance right, so there's not one particular creature got the control of everything else. I mean, if you can get the balance right, so you've got butterflies and bees and insects and things like this, you can get the balance right, the food chain is right, then the pests will be eaten, and they will eat something else as a pest, and so on and so forth.
That's George Debbidge from Fairhaven Woodland and Water Garden in South Walsham.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.